866-986-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And welcome back to In Focus. You're on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Now, I'm now here with Lieutenant Colonel Richard McKenna of Fort Riley, and we're going to talk about some current training exercises, something that's always on people's minds here in the Flint Hills, Fort Riley, Manhattan region. We usually know when you guys are doing some practicing.
Absolutely. It's great to be here this morning.
And go ahead and get as close to the mic as you can. And you are with the battalion commander of the 1st Battalion, 5th Field Artillery, 1st Armor Brigade Combat Team of the 1st Infantry Division. Over break, you were kind of giving me a little history lesson on your unit.
Absolutely. The 1st Battalion, 5th Field Artillery is known as Hamilton's Own. We were established in January of 1776 by then Captain Alexander Hamilton. Are to date the oldest unit in the Army, so we definitely are honored and privileged to be upholding the legacy of Alexander Hamilton and the men of the Continental Army from all the way back in 1776.
That's back a long time.
242 years, yes, sir.
Yes, it is. The 1st Armor Brigade Combat Team is currently engaged in ongoing training, and that includes the 1-5 Field Artillery. In addition to standard training, the 1-5, is that the way?
1-5, yes, sir.
1-5 is tasked with testing the new M109A7 artillery cannon.
We are. We're building combat readiness as part of a normal training cycle currently. But in addition to that, our battalion has been tasked to test the new cannon system for the Army. And we've been doing so since October, really, the heavy volume of testing of the weapon system begins in earnest this month through the month of March out in the field.
And this is a new weapon system. I guess what can you tell us about?
It's an upgrade from the current system that we have. It's got more armor, more mobility, and some more enhanced internal parts of the cannon that launches the artillery into the next stage of modernization, which is obviously always important to have the most lethal, accurate, and modern weapon systems within our arsenal.
And I guess probably a big question on our listeners' minds, especially for a lot of residents around here, bigger boom or same boom?
Same boom, but during the testing there will be probably some more booms than normal. We do have a volume of fire that we have to test with the weapon system, again, throughout the rest of February into the month of March. No louder, but will be a larger volume of fire as we make sure we put the new weapon systems to the testing phase, which will be more.
And I think you just said a second ago, just clarified, already started, this is already underway, and you said going into March you expect this training to continue?
Absolutely. So the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team has a series of gunnery ranges that have been going on since the turn of the year. That will be going on throughout the spring. Our battalion, again, testing a new cannon weapon system will also be part of that. So tanks and Bradleys are out firing on a regular, frequent basis as the brigade builds combat readiness. And then the cannons, which are the biggest weapon system within the brigade, will also be testing throughout this spring.
And is this new to Fort Riley this year? Is it pretty much brand new to you guys? Or
It is very similar to the weapon system that we have. Again,
as far as this version?
This version, absolutely. We're the first unit in the Army to receive it as we test it and validate it throughout the spring through the month of May is when we'll have fully fielded the weapon system.
I guess what are some of the earlier reviews of this new weapon system?
The soldiers love it. It is much more mobile. It is a brand new weapon system. So the weapon system that we have is a little dated, whereas this new weapon system is brand new and off the production line. And so the soldiers have enjoyed working with it. and testing it. Again, part of testing is to make sure it's durable. So we do have a certain amount of miles that we have to drive, a certain amount of rounds that we have to fire, which gives us an opportunity to be more proficient as we drive those miles, shoot those rounds in order to validate the system for the Army.
Brady Bowman here on In Focus with Lieutenant Colonel Richard Akenna, the Battalion Commander for the 1st Battalion 5th Field Artillery 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team with the 1st Infantry Division. And, you know, since we're talking about weapon systems here, and not to really put you on the spot too much, but a lot of the big national conversation right now is how the president's wanting a military parade to kind of show off tanks and weapons, probably weapon systems similar to this. As a soldier, as a battalion commander, what's your thoughts on that? Is that something you think that the country needs to do, a military parade in that style? And what is maybe your soldiers' thoughts on those sort of things?
I mean, it's really fresh in the news. We have not given it much thought. I mean, certainly, we will do what we're instructed to do. But right now we're focused on fielding this new weapon system, building combat readiness for any mission, anytime, anywhere, and looking forward to that opportunity.
And that's kind of the impression that I get from a lot of our service members, is that really just kind of mission focused, not really worried about those sort of things, those sort of events. You're really just worried about the mission at hand.
Absolutely. I mean, from individual soldier skills all the way up to the collective training, we focus on the only the things that we can do, and that's making sure we're prepared for our nation's call whenever that comes. To be as proficient as possible, to have our families as ready as possible. Along those lines, want to kind of give a shout out to the Flint Hills community. We could not be where we're at without the untiring support of the Flint Hills community, to both the soldiers, the civilians on Fort Riley, as well as our family members that live in and amongst the communities. We could not ask for a better base of support than this local area. With what they do for our families, we certainly do appreciate it.
And I do appreciate you fielding that question. We always hear a lot of people talking about their thoughts on it, but to me, I think the authority goes with the people that are actually in uniform. I want to hear your thoughts on that. And we're also here with Dr. Bob Smith, Fort Riley's Museums Director. And just real quick, Dr. Smith, just along those lines, maybe from a historical context when it comes to military parades, we see videos of them in Soviet Union, North Korea, stuff like that. But when it comes to U.S. military parades, is there a history with that sort of thing? I mean, we have victory parades. Well, obviously, we have Veterans Day parades. But when it comes to showing off military equipment in parades, is there a precedent for that? Have we seen that in U.S. history?
There are a couple of precedents. President Johnson, at the end of the Civil War, had a massive parade in Washington. And basically, that was to honor the vets that had fought in the Civil War, and to show their appreciation. And I think the most recent one was in Washington, D.C. at the end of Desert Storm. And those were, I would say, to show America's appreciation for America's fighting men. So
the Desert Storm one, was there tanks going down the street or anything like that, or was it more of a, I guess, more of a traditional sort of parade?
I think it was more of a traditional sort of parade.
All right. Thanks for that context. Gentlemen, before we go, anything else that I may have forgotten to ask you, or you want to get out there real quick?
I just wanted to give a shout out to the military families that are listening to all their service and sacrifice and support of their soldiers and our mission. Our op tempo is pretty high, but we could not do what we do without them and their support and their love. And certainly appreciate their sacrifice as we continue to build combat readiness for our nation.
Well, we appreciate what you all do as well.
And I want to echo the Colonel's sentiments, and also thank all of our museum visitors, and to please be patient, because the wait will be worth it. So
all
thank
right.
you.
Good note to end on. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming in. When we come back, we'll talk Flint Hills Christian School and Manhattan Catholic Schools. A couple principals from those schools will be here in studio with us. More In Focus after the break.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Baskin Robbins has the perfect treat for your Valentine. Come get one of our heart-shaped polar pizzas. Your Valentine will fall for you all over again when you bring one of these home. Baskin Robbins in downtown Manhattan, your Valentine headquarters. Too sweet!
Number one in every demographic in Manhattan and Riley County, reaching more people than any other radio group in the area, and a full digital and internet marketing team. Manhattan Broadcasting is ready to help you get your message to the most customers. Call today, 785-776-1350, online at manhattanbroadcasting.com.
D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air will provide honest and quality service when you need it most. From a leaky faucet to replacing your water heater, trust the experts at D&I.